Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 357. News Too Good for Unbelieving Hearts. Paul was an inspired apostle and prophet. All theologians and teachers and pastors step aside and keep still while he tells us what the good news is. He wrote before the gospel message was infiltrated with Babylonian confusion. His message is pure water of life flowing from the throne of God. His great letter to the Ephesians tells us what God has done for us, and as we read the letter and believe, the genuine grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ penetrates our troubled, fearful hearts. Those who receive the epistle as it reads, and put it above any commentaries, are the ones who are enriched with the blessing. What has the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ done for us? Blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. It has already been done. Chosen us in Christ to be holy and without blame. Already, long ago, has predestined us to be eternally saved. No one has been predestined to be lost. Has already adopted us by or in Christ. We've become family, not just luncheon guests. We are given the run of his house. Ephesians turns out to be the perfect New Testament mirror reflection of the seven great promises God made to Abraham and his children, us. They are the new covenant. It's good news many are afraid to trust, news too good for unbelieving hearts.